Welcome to Rambam on the Line, a project of Sichas in English. This is Shimon Newbort with Hilchas Mechusrei Kapara, the laws of those who require sacrifices to complete purification ceremonies. Chapter 3. This chapter contains 7 halachas. In this chapter, we continue our discussion of a zov and the purification procedure for a zov and the offering of his sacrifices. Halacha Aleph, kol hayomim shahazov reye bohem zivus harei hu tamei. All the days during which a zov experiences a flow of zoiv, which we described in the previous chapter, he is tamei on each of those days. Ukisheyivseik hazivus, and when the flow of zoiv ceases, moine shiva yomim nekimim, he must count an additional 7 clean days, kizova, just as a zova has to count 7 clean days, which we learned in Hilchas Isurei Bia. The toivel bashvi, he immerses himself on the 7th day, as we said in the previous chapter, he must immerse himself in a spring of flowing water, not a mikveh, umarev shimshay, and then he awaits sunset, and then his purification is complete, except for his sacrifice. Uvashmini, and on the 8th day, mevi karbonai, he offers his sacrifice. Imhoya bal sholish re'iyos, if he had had 3 flows and is obligated to offer the sacrifice. V'imra'a re'iyos shel zoiv, if he then later, during his 7 days, has another flow of zoiv, afilu b'soif yom shvi achashetov, even towards the end of the 7th day, after he has immersed himself, sosar hakoil, he cancels the entire 7 days, umaschil limnei shiva yomim nekiyim, and he must start again, counting a new 7 days, 7 clean days, me'acha yom ri'iyo ha'achroina, starting from the day after this last flow. Haloche beis, zov shero keri b'echod mishivas yimei hasfira, if a zov experiences a flow of normal emission of semen, not zoiv, during these 7 clean days, he does not cancel the 7 days, he cancels only the 1 day on which he experienced the flow. Umashlim shivas yomim, and so he must complete his 7 days, not counting this day on which he had an emission of semen, umevi karbonai, and he offers his sacrifice. Keitzad, for example, ro keri bayoim hachamishi, if he has an emission of semen on the 5th day of his 7 days, so the 5th day is cancelled, he has only the first 4, he requires another 3. Soifer achrov, then he counts, after this 5th day which is cancelled, he counts another shloisha yomim, 3 days, v'toivel bashlishi, and he immerses himself on the 3rd of these 3 days, umevi karbonei barvi, and then he offers his sacrifice on the 4th day. Halacha Gimel, zov shebodak b'yom rishon nimei hasfira, a zov who examines himself to determine whether the flow has stopped. He examines himself on the first day of the 7 days that he's counting, umotza tahir, and he discovers that he is clean and there's no longer any flow, veloy bodak kol shiva, and he does not examine himself further for the entire 7 days, uvayoyim hashvi, but on the 7th day, bodak, he examines once more, umotza tahir, and he discovers that he is still clean, hareza becheskas tara. The assumption is that he was clean the whole time, and he has his 7 clean days. And this law is the same as we learned in Hilchas Isurei Bia concerning a zava, that even though she is required to examine herself twice a day on each of the 7 days, if she fails to do so and examines herself only once on the first day and once on the 7th day, this is sufficient. So the law is the same here for a zov. Afilu bodak b'yoyim hatuma atzman, even if he does not examine himself on the first of the 7 days, he examines himself on one of the unclean days themselves, that is, on a day when he had a flow. After the flow ceases, he examines himself, umotza tohir, and he discovers that he is now clean, uposak hazoiv, and the flow has ceased. V'loy bodak lemocha b'tchilas yimei hasvira, and he does not examine himself on the following day, which is the first of the 7 days that he has to count. Nevertheless, ubadak the shvi, if he does examine himself on the seventh day, oy bashmini, or on the eighth day, umatza toher, and he discovers that he is clean, alu lo yemei hasfira, the days of counting do count for him, v'hareza b'ches kastara, and the assumption is that he was clean the whole time, and that he has had 7 clean days. Halocha dalet, kol re'iyah shehise seres, eina mivia lidei korban. Any flow of zoiv which cancels the days that he is counting, such a flow does not cause him to be obligated to offer a sacrifice. Ketzad, what do we mean by this? Rosh teireiyos, if he had 2 flows, so now he is a Zov, as we described in the previous chapter, but he is not yet obligated to offer a sacrifice. He must count 7 days, however. The hifzik yoim o yoimayim, and then the flow ceased, and there was an interruption of a day or 2 days. Baharehu meina shiva yomim nekiyim, and he is now counting 7 clean days. Ubetoich hashiva, and during these 7 days, ra re'iyah shel zoiv, he sees, and he has another flow of zoiv. Eina mitztarefes l'shtayim, this is not combined with the first two to obligate him to offer a sacrifice. Elos seseres, this merely cancels his 7 days. Umaschil limnais, and he begins counting again, k'may shebeyarnu, as we stated previously in this chapter. Now, once he has started counting his 7 clean days, even if he has, during these 7 days, 3 flows, one after the other, even if these 3 flows are all in the same day, even if these 3 flows are all towards the end of the 7th day of these 7 clean days, in all of these cases he is not obligated to offer a sacrifice, because once he has started counting his 7 clean days, all flows that he experienced here merely serve to cancel the 7 clean days, and they require him to start counting again, but they do not obligate him to offer a sacrifice if his original tuma was from only 2 flows. Ra sholish re'iyis b'leil shmini, however, if he has 3 flows on the eve of the 8th day, his 7 days are now finished, and on the eve of the 8th day he has 3 flows, mevi karban, now he offers a sacrifice, she'ein re'iyis elu soisrim, because these flows that he has on the eve of the 8th day do not cancel any 7 days, since he's already finished counting 7 days. When do all these rules apply that we've just stated here? Bezov Baal Shteir Iyos, when we're dealing with a Zov who became a Zov because he had only 2 flows. Aval Bezov Baal Sholish Iyos, however, if the Zov became a Zov with 3 flows and is already obligated to offer a sacrifice, Beleil Shmini Shela'acha Shivas Yomim Nekiyim, and now he had an additional 3 flows on the eve of the 8th day, following his 7 clean days, Einei mevi karban sheni al sholish riyos elu, he does not offer a second sacrifice for these 3 flows. He has to offer a sacrifice for his original 3 flows, but these 3 flows do not obligate him for another sacrifice. El karban echad al sholish rishonis, he offers only 1 sacrifice for the first 3. She'afal pish ein sholish achreinis soisres, because these 3 last flows that he has on the eve of the 8th day, even though they do not cancel his 7 clean days, however, he has not entered a time period when he could offer his original sacrifice, since he cannot offer the sacrifice during the night. The original sacrifice could only be offered the next day, and since he has not yet reached the next day, night time is a time when it is not yet the time that anyone can offer a sacrifice, chutzmi, and therefore he cannot be obligated to offer a new sacrifice, since he's within still the time period that he could not yet offer his first one. Chutz miyoldes, this rule that the night, if there is another tumah at night following the clean days, it does not obligate a new sacrifice. This applies to all people who are tamei chutz miyoldes, except for a woman who gave birth. Shehipila b'leil shmeinim v'yachod. If she now has a miscarriage on the eve of the 81st day, shehimi via karben sheni. She now, in this case, she must offer a new sacrifice, even though she has not yet reached the time when she could offer her original sacrifice. K'moshe b'yarnu. But as we stated previously, in chapter 1, actually it was not stated explicitly, the Rambam merely implied this. V'dava zambi piha kabbalah. And this rule that a zav or a zava do not offer a new sacrifice, and a woman who gave birth and then has a miscarriage on the eve of the 81st day does have to offer a new sacrifice. This is learned by oral tradition. Halacha hei, ra'a re'iya achas b'leil shmini. If she experiences, if a zav experiences a one flow on the eve of the 8th day, u'shtei re'iyos b'yom shmini, and two flows on the 8th day, now he could already have offered his original sacrifice, and therefore these two flows could subject him to a sacrifice. Harei elu mitztarfim. They do combine with the first flow that was on the eve of the 8th. Umevi karben sheni, and he does have to offer a second sacrifice, al zivis ho'achroinis, because of these last flows. Shaharei re'iyah rishoyne shal kol zov kishich vazera hi chashuva. Because the first flow of any zov, it does not have all the rules of zov, because it is considered as a normal flow of semen. The imro achrei ashtayim, and if he has two flows afterwards, mitzaref esimoim lekarbon, this first flow combines with them to obligate him for a sacrifice, even if it itself is not fully in accordance with the rules. Aval imro ashtayim b'leil shmini. However, if he has two flows on the eve of the 8th day, the achas b'yom shmini, and only one on the 8th day, during the daytime, ein mitztarfes, it is not combined. Ein mevi karben al haziva zuhachrein, and he does not offer a sacrifice because of this last flow, even though it's on the 8th day, since he cannot combine it with two flows that occurred on the eve of the 8th. Halacha vav, hakil mistamim b'ziva. All people are subject to the tumah of ziva, to becoming a zov. All males, that is, afilu katan ben yoimai, even a child on the day that he is born, an infant that has just been born, if he has a flow of zov, he can become tamei as a zov. V'hagerim, and converts to Judaism, v'ha'avodim, and slaves, v'cheirish, and a deaf mute, v'shoita, and an idiot, or someone who is severely retarded, v'yeiro'ali, and it is my opinion, shemeviim ach aleihem kapora, that we can offer the sacrifice on their behalf. The Rambam has already stated this, even though deaf mutes, and idiots, and children do not have the capacity to consent and to bring a sacrifice, to offer a sacrifice with their own consent and knowledge. Nevertheless, someone else can offer the sacrifice on their behalf, kedei la'achilam b'kotchim, in order to be able to feed them sacrificial meat. V'chatosam ne'acheles, and the sin offering may be eaten, since it is a valid sin offering. Shaharehem kekotn she'enei ben das. For the deaf mute and the idiot are just like a child. They have no consent of their own, but nevertheless a sacrifice can be offered for them. Usris Adam, someone who has been artificially castrated. Usris Hama, or someone who has become a eunuch by some natural disease process. These were all defined in Hilchas Ishus. Mistamim b'ziva, nevertheless, they can become tamei as a zov, kechol ho'anoshim, just like any other males. Halacha zayin, hatumtum v'ho'androgynous, Tumtum is one who is of indeterminate sex. The sex organs are covered, and we cannot determine what sex he is. Androgynous is someone who has the organs of both sexes. Noisnim aleihem chumrei ha'ish vechumrei ha'isha. We treat them strictly, and that is, we give them the stricter laws of males and the stricter law of females, whichever happens to be stricter. Mistamim bedam kanoshim, they become tamei with a flow of a red fluid of blood, as if they were women. Ubelaven, and they become tamei with a flow of white fluid kanoshim, as if they were men. Vitumosam besafek, however, the tumah is questionable. There is a, we treat them as a doubt as to whether they are actually tamei. Lefichach, therefore, imhoya echad mehem baal sholish de'iyos. Therefore, if one of these, a tumtum or an androgynous, experienced three flows of zov, or zava sheros adam shloisha yamim zachazeh, or became a zava by a flow of blood 3 days is consecutively mevim carbon. In either of these cases, they have to offer a sacrifice because they may be a man, or and he may be a zov, or in the case of a flow of blood for 3 days. It may be a woman and may be a zava, mevi'im karban, they have to offer a sacrifice because they may be tamei, the einoi nechol, but the sacrifice may not be eaten because it's possible in the case of a flow of zav that this is actually a woman and she's not tamei. And in the case of a flow of blood, it's possible that it's a man and he's not tamei. Therefore, the sin offering may not be eaten since it is nevela. Hayamoyne shiva yomim nekiyim. Leloiven, if he is counting his 7 clean days for a flow of white fluid, vera oidem, and he, in the middle of the 7 clean days, he has a flow of red blood, oila oidem, or is counting 7 clean days for red flow, vera loiven, and in the middle there is a flow of white fluid, hareza einoi soiser. This does not cancel his clean days. Clean days counted as a zav can be cancelled only by a flow of white fluid, and clean days counted for a zava can be cancelled only by a flow of blood. Thank you for listening. Please listen tomorrow for Chapter 4.